Welcome to the Washington Page. I'm Sally Hart, on the one to count on for today's news and local information, KCII. On today's program, I'm speaking with local historian Michael Zaws about Saving Brenton, the documentary that focuses on Zaws and the journey to get the Brenton films restored and recognized. The documentary recently returned from the Anchorage International Film Festival in Alaska, where it received both the Audience Choice Award and Best Documentary. Zaws gives an update on where the documentary has been since it premiered in Washington in September. This is part two of a two-part interview.
So many people that grew up in not urban America see their home in this film, whether it's Pennsylvania or Ohio or Nebraska. People see things that are very special to them.
And that was one thing I noticed when I watched the film was you see the seasons, you know,
right,
and the everyday life, not just the historical journey that these films have taken.
And when we were in New York City, and New York, or the Doc NYC Festival is a very big festival. And we premiered there we were in Greenwich Village. And afterwards, the Film Department of the State of Iowa hosted a reception for us in conjunction with the University of Iowa. And they picked the Ainsworth Cafe to have this because so much of this has centered around Ainsworth. Lots of Iowa people there. And it was just a really great evening. Donna Reed, who is the first Iowan to win an Academy Award, her daughter was there and invited us to show the film at her theater in Denison, which we'll probably do at some point. But it just excited Iowa people, and that has just been so much fun.
And if there were people in the community who weren't able to see the premiere when it was here in Washington or to catch the show when it was in Iowa City, they have a chance soon.
Yeah, this hasn't really been publicized yet because it just happened. But we will be showing the film on December 26th at the Washington Community Center at the fairgrounds at 7 o'clock in the evening. And that'll be the last local showing for some time. And so it'll be a chance for people to view the film if they haven't, or see it again if they wish, or for out-of-town people to see it. It won't be just like seeing it in the state theater, but it's not possible to show it in the theater. So we're going to show it out at the fairgrounds, and it should be a very special night.
And we talked a little bit ahead of time. It's a great Christmas gift.
Right. The tickets will be available in several locations. Right now, I know they'll be available at the Chamber of Commerce, at Jones Funeral Home, and the Hills Bank. And so you can get tickets ahead of time and give them as Christmas gifts if you wish.
And do you have any special plans for the holidays? Do you get a break from travel?
We have no more film showings until the 26th. And then in January, we start again. We can't announce details yet, but we'll be taking the film to Europe for a tour there.
That's been today's Washington Page with local historian Michael Zaws giving an update on where Saving Brenton has taken Washington. This is part two of a two-part interview. I'm Sally Hart with KCII News.